Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and we have a very special guest joining us in studio today, Rachel Dansock, a country gospel recording artist. We're going to be having a chat about her new CD, her new book. She's going to be going on tour with some meet and greets with the public. So once again, we are very excited that Rachel is joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know, and we'll be throwing in some of the music from Rachel into this interview as well. Here's a sample once again of Rachel Dansock, our guest on All You Ever Wanted to Know. It's I Love My Farmer's Heart on The Rock 98.5.
Once we had a lost calf, we searched for him all day. My farmer would not give up, even though it was too hot that day. His perseverance paid off as he carried it out of the bush. The calf my farmer rescued is like my father rescues you. My farmer prays as the sun comes up each and every day. He loves the land God made. He thanks him in many a ways. The cattle look up to him as he looks up to God. He remembers once he was lost and now he is found. Love and care. His cattle on the hills are at peace when they see his face. No doubt about it, I say, God's the very same way.
Again, that's Rachel Dansock, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, releasing You Can Have It Too, her new album, available very soon. That is I Love My Farmer's Heart. Rachel, welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know. We were talking before we turned on the microphones. It's been a while.
It has been. And thank you so much for having me on here. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should go just for starters, maybe for those that aren't familiar with you or your music, just yourself. Tell us a bit more about yourself, your family, where you're from, everything like that.
Okay. Right now I live south of Esterhazy in the Capel Valley, and that's where my husband and I ranch. We got our purebred Red Angus ranch out there. And but my roots are back in Gypsumville, Manitoba. And a lot of you may not know where that is, but that's about 3 hours north of Winnipeg.
Okay.
And that's where I grew up, and that's where I I was born just loving music and everything, so that's where my very roots are.
Oh, I was just going to say, the music that you play, you sing along to, it definitely has that vibe, if you will, of, you know, just that country living, if you will. The church I grew up in, last Sunday of every month was Country Gospel Sunday, so it was definitely infused, I know, into my family growing up. Our senior pastor just loved this kind of music, and you can't help but tap your feet to it, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, I grew up like that, and and that still reflects of what I do today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, I guess with any musician, I love asking this question to a particularly Christian artist. When did it become more than just wanting to sing at a church on Sunday, but maybe put a pen to paper, take it a bit further with writing your own music, and then, well, releasing them in the form of CDs? When does it go beyond just something you love to do on a Sunday morning to, well, wanting to actually do it professionally and go about a professional recording studio and everything like that?
Yeah, well, that started a long time ago. Like, you know, growing up and everything, that was always my want of putting CDs together and stuff. So it started, yeah, way back in the 80s, actually, 86. I put out my first country song or album. And then after that, when, you know, I wanted to sing exclusively for the Lord, and then the CD started to come, and that's how it all grew. And this last one is all original songs, so that makes it very, very special.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now, again, was it something you liked to do, though, as even a kid, a teenager, you know, singing in church in the morning?
My mom always took us to church, so that's where some of my roots are.
Mm-hmm.
But basically it was country music. I played a lot of in different venues and everything, and I just love music. And I just got myself into different places that I could sing.
Yeah. So you like also to just go around Saskatchewan, the prairies for that matter, singing your songs and everything along those lines too, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, wherever I've been living in Manitoba or Saskatchewan, I've been lots of different little towns. I always thought that I should write a song of I've been everywhere, man, you know, because if I wrote down all the places that I sung, all the songs that I sang over the years, it's been lots.
So how long has this particular album been in the works?
I started writing about maybe 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but finished it off extensively last winter, because last October, I went to the recording studio.
Mm-hmm. There's quite the story behind that too. Where you got to go to yeah. do that. Was this the first time you had ever been to, and you said it was Branson, Missouri.
Yeah. Right? Yes. No, this will be my third CD that I have recorded in Branson, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and with Bob Ashley in the studio there. And, I just love what he does and you know, how he does it all and everything like that. So I was very, very pleased of how, you know, that I could make one more CD there at his place.
Now, this really is something that you have taken on with your husband. Mm-hmm. Again, he's playing a lot of the instruments together. You play the instruments. How does that all work?
My husband and I will go out and do concerts, and he plays bass.
Okay.
And I play my acoustic, and we got a drum pattern there going, stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And, I think it's more than just a concert. My husband is very gifted in speaking too. Like, he'll share about his life, about what God's doing in his life, or else we just say a lot of what has been happening around the farm, and they seem to like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, for this particular album, 12 songs, like you say, mm-hmm. you've written them all, right?
Yes. I give God all the glory because I just... he's inspired that in me.
Yeah. No. Well, so each has their own title, obviously. But then after just the song title, this is what I find so fascinating, is that you then have scripture right beneath it. So tell me a bit more about that. What comes first? Is it the scripture inspires the song, or you write the song first and then you find a scripture that reflects it? Or is it sometimes a mix of some coming first before the other?
Every song is so unique. Sometimes I'll know what I'm going to be writing about.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes in my time of prayer, I'll be reading scripture and it'll come. I think the scriptures I added after the song, because I wrote the song and then I seen a lot of parallels in the scripture. So I wanted people to look at them and to know that this song has something to do with that scripture.
Now, it's a package this time around, because this book project, this is really neat too. It's more than just a musician interview. It's a book interview too.
Right.
Tell us a bit about Snippets of a Country Girl. This is a project that's been in the works for roughly how long?
Yeah, just over not even a year yet. My friend Susan Harris, which she's an author of 13 books, and she doesn't live too far from here in Melville area.
Mm-hmm.
And she created this actually for my birthday. And she talks about how we met. We did a lot of Christian women's stuff together. And then we actually, our lives parted. And then there was a time where we got together again. And so it tells us all in the book about how we met again and how we're actually renewing our friendship and our ministries together. And she's very established in hers, and then I'm with my music, and how that sometimes we're in the same place at the same time. She's speaking, and I'm singing my songs. So this whole book, and she actually took, she was fascinated about my life. And so this book tells you all the things that I have done, day-to-day things. It's a lot of Facebook postings that I have put on. And so a book of all the things that I do, right from putting on my cap and coveralls to driving tractors to to going on stage and to baking and all this kind of stuff. So it's quite, she put it together really, really well. And I think it'll be a really encouragement to a lot of people.
Great stuff. Again, Rachel Dansock, a country gospel recording artist and now a noted author, not just on Facebook, but in published book form as well. Going to be going on a bit of a tour, too. This is all really fascinating. But Rachel, what do you say? Want to pick another tune that we can play a track from? You tell me which one I'm going to. Sorry, God. I brought it up with something I already played there. My apologies. Just going back to the first one.
Yeah.
No problem. On the Rock 98.5, we're so happy once again to be joined by Rachel Dansock, country gospel recording artist. So making them a somebody, inspired by 1 Corinthians, is that chapter 1, verse 27, again here on the Rock 98.5.
Habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. The people consider you a nobody. We'll just wait and they will see. Oh yeah, yeah. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. He's in the process of making you a somebody for all the world to see. Just look at Paul. He was a mean hombre, tried to kill them all. Every Christian he could see. Well, who would have thought an apostle he'd be, raised up to change the world. Never underestimate the power of God. His love will transform you. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. So people consider you a nobody. We'll just wait and they will see. Oh yeah, yeah. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making him somebody. He's in the process of making you a somebody for all the world to see. We don't deep inside, it hurts so bad with fear and strife. Oh well, it's driving me wild. Well, once I was drowning in the sea of hell, and now I'm lifted up. Victory is born, Jesus brought me along. Praise God, I'm on the other side. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. People consider you a nobody. We'll just wait and they will see. Oh yeah, yeah. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. He's in the process of making you a somebody for all the world to see. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. People consider you a nobody. We'll just wait and they will see. Oh yeah, yeah. God has a habit of picking up a nobody and making them somebody. He's in the process of making you a somebody for all the world to see. God is in the process of making somebody for all the world to see.
Making them a somebody. It's Rachel Dansock on The Rock 98.5. Not just her music, but here and in person with us today on the program on All You Ever Wanted to Know. And you can hear Rachel, along with many other country gospel recording artists, on The Rock 98.5 with God's Country with Randy King. I know he's often had you featured a few times on that particular show.
Yes.
So it's great, again, to have you here today, Rachel. Yeah. So the book and CD, you're going to be going on a bit of a tour, if you will, a stop, a book launch, CD launch, a little bit combo, if you will. What are some of your dates coming up here?
Okay, so our first date that we're going to have this our CD release concert and book launch is going to be November 3rd, and that's at 2, going to have two shows, 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock, and that's going to be in Melville. And on November 16th, another two shows at 2 o'clock and at 7, that's going to be in Esterhazy. And on November 24th at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock, it's going to be in Whitewood, Saskatchewan.
Now, is this strictly concert? Is this going to be you and Susan, you, your husband, because you mentioned you play together, or is it all three of you?
Okay, the program is going to look like this.
Okay.
We're going to have the first section is going to be songs off of my last three CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have open mic with Susan and I, and we're going to be talking about the book. And Susan Harris is going to be in there in some of the places that we're going to have. And then I'm going to be singing and giving you a taste of about 4 songs after that off the CD.
Okay, great. Now, again, going back to snippets of A Country Girl. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard, Rachel, but I guess country music has been getting a little bit... there's been some that have criticized some of the artists just because... they have nothing to do with that country living. They're putting on a bit of a show, and some have come out and come, how can you sing about, you know, getting your boots dirty when you've never farmed or ranched a day in your life? But hey, with this book coming as a combo, you're kind of proving to the folks, hey, I know what I'm singing about here.
Definitely. You know, even the first song, I Love My Farmer's Heart, you know, like that is living off of what happens on the farm. And my husband is such a good herdsman that that's what the things that I've seen. And yes, I've jumped over many fences. I've been chased by cows. I've been getting my boots dirty and did a lot of baling. And you know, usually with all my baling and stuff for hours and hours and hours, I just thank God when he just placed it in my heart to bring CDs along of the Bible, because you can get the Bible all on CD and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, all those 12, 14 hours I was baling and being in the tractor, I would have these songs playing, you know, and practicing sometimes, and then listening to the Word. And I just thank God for giving me that, because that's really...
yeah,
passed the time and just loved it.
Awesome. So again, it's a package. Rachel Dansock, yes. You can have it too. Also, that's the CD rather. Snippets of A Country Girl. That is the book. Can you tell us a little bit about the title? You can have it too. What do you mean it? What are you referring to?
The song first starts off by this song got inspired when I was in Manitoba visiting a friend, and I was doing some singing at their just their jam session there. And I seen, they were talking about a woman with two, a man on each side. And that's sometimes we can get ourselves into that kind of a mess. But then as she was singing on the stage, I thought, man, you know, God can change this woman just in a second, you know. And so that's what this, it says, you can have it too. God can change your life, and you can walk away from this kind of stuff. So a lot of this has to do with things that happen in your life, you know, and there's a way out.
Hmm.
And God can give you that way out.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, again, these are all original songs, and that includes Thy Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet.
Yes.
But wait a minute, Rachel, I thought that's a song I've been singing. I guess you've just taken your own version of it with different music, or you've actually...
No.
It's not the words people expect when they maybe see Thy Word.
That's correct. This one actually inspired me after talking to my oldest son from Victoria, B.C., and he was questioning me about... religion and Christianity and the Word and God and everything. And, you know, I walked away and I says, no, you know, God's Word, I stand on God's Word, and I love God's Word. And so this is what came out of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll hear a bit of it now. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet by Rachel Dansock, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet by Rachel Dansock. And from the album, You Can Have It Too, Rachel is our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. And with these releases coming out for the CD and the book, Rachel, now this is something I don't think I've ever heard from an artist. You're welcoming fans to come to your house and ranch and come for a bit of a get together. Tell us more about this.
Yes. Well, the November 25th, at 4 o'clock, we invite everybody out to our ranch, and we're going to have a concert and a potluck. It's something that goes with the sing-along potlucks that I've been putting on at our house periodically, and we have a really good time. We just thank God for those, the times that we have together. So, if you want to come down to our ranch, you just give us a call, and we can give you directions if you're not sure. And we shall have a wonderful time. We'll put on the concert for you, and also we'll have a potluck after.
Well, it's been a lot of work that has been undertaken to get all of this put together, I'm sure. Who do you want to thank for all of it coming together?
Oh, I thank God for it, because He is my strength, because there is a lot of work to all this. And you know, the work is going to start still happening starting in November. But I thank God, and He is my strength. And I thank Susan for writing such a wonderful, putting a wonderful book together. And I just thank you all out there that, you know, let come along, and we'll make you welcome. And we always got coffee and cookies later.
Great. If people want to get more information, maybe they can't make it to one of these events. Rachel, how can people get maybe a copy of the book or the CD? Can they go online? Will they be available, you know, in bookshops around communities and things of that nature?
Well, first of all, there'll be an Esterhazy at the pharmacy for sure.
Okay.
You could reach me by calling me at 306-745-3786, or you can visit my website, and it's www.racheldansock.com.
Great stuff. Yeah. Well, again, Rachel, it's been so wonderful to have you join us on the program today. Again, one more quick rundown, though, of those events that you do have coming up. I want to make sure, in case someone missed them the first time, when and where you're going to be.
All right. November 3rd at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock, it's in Melville. November 16th, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock in Esterhazy. November 24th, 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock in Whitewood, Saskatchewan. And November 25th at our ranch at 4 o'clock.
Great. All the best with everything. I know it's been already so much work to get it all ready, and now it's here. A little bit more work, of course, still to come. Yeah. And, of course, too, if people want to maybe have you maybe at their own church or congregation,
sure.
You're open to that sort of thing as well with bookings and all the rest?
Yes, we sure are. Yeah, just give us a call if you'd like us to come and visit your church, and we would love to have them sing to you.
Great. Well, we're going to end the program today with Rachel. One more single from the album, You Can Have It Too. The song is My Happy Place. Again, a big thank you to Rachel Dansock, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Take care, Rachel.
Thank you.
I walk with Jesus every day, in the morning when I pray. That's where I want to be, the best place to be. All the things you let me see, all the things you've taken away from me, away from me. I'm in awe of what you do. My heart melts to honor you. My joy wells up deep inside. Your incredible peace as I walk with you. La 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 la, I dance and sing, I dance and sing. La 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 la, I dance and sing, I dance and sing. I'm in my happy place, you and me. I'm in your way. As I sing, I cry out to you. God, you are so good. You are so good. Your love is all around me. You lift me up as I go out for you. Only you. Right before my eyes, I see miracles. The truth you let. Your word that feeds me constantly. La 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 la, I dance and sing. I dance and sing. I'm in my happy place. You and me, I'm in your will. In your will. I'm in my happy place. You and me, in your will. La 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 la. I dance and sing. I dance and sing. La 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 la. I dance and sing.